USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to know if President Trump plans to sign the compromise measure to avert a government shutdown this weekend.
President Trump, say you'll sign this bill. Remove the axe hanging over everyone's head.
Although President Trump doesn't like the allotment for border security, he says that won't stop him.
We're giving out contracts right now, and we're going to have a great wall.
But he still hasn't said whether he will sign it. Russia's special counsel Robert Mueller has won another legal round against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. A federal judge in Washington ruled Manafort lied to investigators after he agreed to cooperate with the government. The judge found that he lied to the special counsel, the grand jury, and to the government about at least three different topics since he entered the plea deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A contentious hearing on Capitol Hill has many folks talking. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Things got a bit testy on Capitol Hill on Wednesday as the Trump administration's new special envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, clashed Wednesday with freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question. And
yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack.
The FTC says romance-related scams generated more losses than any other consumer fraud reported last year. The number of romance scams jumped from 8,500 in 2015 to more than 21,000 in 2018. The amount lost by victims reached $143 million last year alone. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It may not be romantic for Valentine's Day, but you're being urged to skip the milk chocolate candy and replace it with a cup of dark hot cocoa. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Lona Sandin, a registered dietitian at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, says, in terms of protecting the heart, research has shown that drinking a cup of dark hot chocolate can be equated with drinking a glass of wine. She reminds everyone typical candy bars or boxed chocolates may be tasty, but their added fat, sugar, and calories make them less healthy treats. Cocoa beans are rich in the antioxidant flavanol that protect arteries.
Good news for Marvel fans. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
That's it. No more Mr. Nice Duck. Let the female creature go.
Streaming service Hulu is teaming up with Marvel to make several animated series based on characters from the Marvel Universe. Since the deal was just signed, there's no estimate on when the series will be streaming. The four separate animated series are based on comic book characters like Howard the Duck. Director Kevin Smith is one of those who signed deals with the streaming service to help produce the cartoons. Smith will work on the Howard the Duck series. Other shows revolve around M.O.D.O.K., a villain with an enormous head, Hit Monkey, about a Japanese snow monkey turned assassin, and Tigra and Dazzler, two superheroes who work in Los Angeles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.